A jailed Afghan Christian is denied legal representation. Prayer paves the way for Sudan's referendum, and a mother-son mission team begins work in Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A travesty of justice is taking place in Afghanistan. 45-year-old Syed Mosa, a Muslim convert to Christianity, has been behind bars since a May government crackdown. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says he has yet to see formal charges or a trial. Recently, he says,
"We are told he is facing apostasy charges, but so far there is no Afghan attorney who has been willing to represent him. A foreign attorney went to try to represent him and was turned away by the Afghan officials."
According to Compass Direct sources, there's no date set for a court hearing, although it could come without warning, making it that much more important to bring attention to his case. They're urging prayer not only for Mosa, but also for other believers who are now at risk.
"The very clear message to Afghan Christians is you're not welcome here. It creates a fear of Christianity or a distrust of Christianity that makes it harder to spread the gospel."
There are other ways to take action. We'll connect you through our website. Next, while Sudan gets ready for a secession vote, Wycliffe Associates is trying to make sure Bible translation moves forward. Wycliffe had to close their Juba Training Center in 1988. It's open again, and Wycliffe Associates is doing its part to make Bible translation a priority, says Bruce Smith.
"We've been involved in helping to refurbish some facilities we built about 20 years ago to be used as a training center for national Christians there in Sudan."
Smith says Sudan is a huge strategic priority for them.
"There's over 100 languages spoken throughout the country, and about half of them still have no scripture at all."
Now you can help. A donor has challenged them to match $51,000 for their work there.
"The Sudanese are going to be there for time to come, so we want to be sure that they have the resources necessary to carry this work forward themselves, and that's why we want to make this investment while the time is available to us."
Smith says they're about halfway to the goal. Your gift to Wycliffe Associates will be doubled up to $51,000. To contribute, we have a link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Prayer is vital for the struggle facing Sudan. Africa Inland Mission has created an in-depth prayer guide to help you pray through each week leading up to the referendum. The prayer guide's particularly focused on the Boya people. While other groups are promoting health and development, AIM is focused on preaching the gospel. When an AIM Sudan leader told the Boya this, their chief of police proclaimed, "That's exactly what we need." Visit our website to pray. Elsewhere, six moms and seven sons are traveling through Guatemala with Orphan Outreach, hosting Christmas parties at orphanages. Orphan Outreach's Tiffany Taylor explains that
"We have just really seen a turn in short-term missions where people are wanting to take their children with them to experience what it's like to be on a mission trip, go to a third world country, and to serve orphans together."
Serving Christ with a united mind and spirit also brings closer ties in the family.
"I'm so excited to be taking our sons because a lot of times these kids, they are just starved for any kind of male attention. So we've got boys from 13 to 16 years old that are going to be able to bond and share and love on those children."
The gospel is central on this trip.
"I think Christmas makes it just such an easy opportunity because we get to start with talking about just the birth of Christ. So it's a really good time to be able to share the gospel."
We have more on Orphan Outreach trips at our website. And you've heard us talk a lot about ways to give to children in need this Christmas. But if you meant to help and never got around to it, well, here's one last chance to get involved. AMG International is sending bundles of love to kids across the globe for just $20 each. Gifts vary based on the country, but often include school uniforms, a necessity for kids to even go to school in many areas. The gospel message is always delivered. Help us at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on our broadcast today, just go to our website or call 1-800-995-4828. By the way, you can now receive our daily e-blast at your personal email address, and it's free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and a whole lot more. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.